Good day, this is the Technologies KS3 Daily Briefing for January 25th, 2019. My name is Kenneth Saunders III, and thank you for listening to this podcast. Please share this podcast by sharing it with everyone that you know, listening to it on a daily basis, but then also make sure that you're clicking on that subscribe button to wherever you're listening to this podcast, so that way that you can get notified on when there's a new episode. So, one thing I also would like for you to do is that if you have an Amazon Alexa device, Echo, Echo Show, Echo Dot, make sure that you're using the Alexa skill and actually go into the Alexa app, doing a search for Technologies KS3, and then go ahead and enable that skill. But then also, I would love to appreciate that if you go onto my Patreon page, which is patreon.com/KS3Tech, and go ahead and make a donation to support this podcast. I greatly appreciate it. So let's go ahead and get on with this briefing. First up, let's talk about Facebook. Facebook today has announced that they are making plans on integrating all the messaging programs together. That means Facebook Messenger, Instagram, and WhatsApp. And so they want to make a cohesive messaging platform so that no matter what app that you're using, you're able to communicate with all of your contacts. Now, I think this is a good way of really unifying Facebook as a whole. But I know that there are going to be some people that are not necessarily going to be truly excited about this. Because each app has their own kind of culture, and I'm not sure that people are really going to be like, oh yeah, if I'm on WhatsApp, I need to talk to somebody that's on Facebook and vice versa. I'm just saying. But we'll see what happens. We'll see how the tests are. And and hopefully, I'm not a fan of it, because I like to keep everything separate. But then at the same time, I can see how they can make it a little bit easier for people to communicate with each other. And it kind of goes more to Facebook's creed on really being able to connect everyone. That's the reason why you spend billions of dollars on Instagram and WhatsApp. Might as well integrate. Next up, we have Tinder. Tinder, of course, you've probably heard of, is an online dating app. And they were actually sued a while ago. It was a class action lawsuit. And today they settled their lawsuit for $11.5 million. What do you mean? What happened, right? So back in 2015, when Tinder released a new feature, Tinder Plus, where you can get super likes and all these other features, well, what they did is that they did age discrimination to where or age tiers, actually, to where if you're 29 years or younger, you paid $9.99 a month. But if you were 30 and over, you're paying $19.99. Now, their whole justification of it was that because people that were younger were really excited about it, but they didn't have the budget, so they accommodated. And they know that people that are older have maybe a little bit more money. So the judge in California ruled against them. $11.5 million has to be dispersed among 230,000 people that were in a class action lawsuit. So that breaks down to really just a few dollars for each person. Tinder said that they're going to stop the practice with the tiers and whatnot. Everybody's going to be charged a single price. They haven't said what price that they're going to do it at. But I find it very interesting that this was kind of something that was under the radar, not really discussed. But I got to tell you, you really got to look at these companies. Because for them to be able to charge, depending on what your age is, for the same exact service, wow, amazing. So Google announced today that their developer conference, Google I.O., it's going to be on May 7th. That's exciting. That's right around the corner. Because I know we're already at the end of January. Can you believe it? And that this year is going to go by so quick. So, but May 7th is really coming up pretty fast. And this is exciting because Google I/O is when they not only announce new products that they have, but then also this is when they release their beta version of their next operating system for Android. So let's think about this, right? If you are a Samsung or LG or Motorola user, you're just now starting to get the update Android Pi delivered to your phones. And in less than 4 months, now you're going to have Google announce their latest operating system. See, I don't know, crazy. But we'll see what happens on May 7th. And that's going to be pretty cool. But now BuzzFeed and Virgin Galactic today said that they are going to commence with layoffs. I know, not really good news. And like, what does this have to do with technology? Well, one, first, you know, the government is open for the next 3 weeks. So that's a good thing. Finally got rid of that. So that way that people can start getting their paychecks and getting back to work to help run our government. But when you have layoffs that happen with this, like particularly with BuzzFeed, that's been around since 2006, they have been really trying to find a footing when it comes to news and whatnot. And for them to lay off people is quite interesting. And they're even talking about merging with another company. But Virgin Galactic is interesting because as they move their facilities over to the spaceport, because now they're about to really start doing some real flights up into space or near space or something like that. It's going to be interesting on, well, it's not really interesting, but I do find it sad that there are people that are no longer going to be working with Virgin Galactic. And what's, you know, really interesting about this, and not to get political, but if you know, some companies are laying off people, but here's the thing. Weren't there tax cuts supposed to help with all that so that people don't lose their jobs? I don't know. I'll move on. So YouTube will actually now start limiting their recommendations for conspiracy videos. As you know, the more that you use YouTube, it tries to figure out what kind of videos that you like and it makes recommendations. Well, if you start watching, if somebody sends you a link to a video to watch and it's a conspiracy video, then YouTube will be like, oh, so you like this? We're going to send you more. So what they're doing now is that they're really trying to cut back on conspiracy videos. And the reason why is because conspiracy theory videos really don't tell the truth about things, in all honesty, with no facts. And so people tend to digest that and believe it. And it makes it a little bit more difficult for people to have a real natural dialogue or conversation if they believe in conspiracy theories. But it's good that it's good that YouTube is actually doing something about it. And I think that's awesome. So Amazon has been caught for something. And with this is actually dealing with their facial recognition technology. And what they found is that it is having a problem with gender and racial bias, which means that it's having a hard time, one, recognizing feminine features and people of darker skin that got the melanin in them. Wow. So what's the problem with that? Well, here's the problem with it. And it speaks to, here's the truth. And this is what I'm going to leave you all on. And hopefully that you'll know some young person or even you yourself can take action on this, or even perhaps this weekend, but just encouragement. When it comes to artificial intelligence is only as good as the person that makes it. You know, like how in the Bible says that, you know, that we are made up of God's image. Well, that's exactly what's happened with artificial intelligence. And if we don't have enough women and if we don't have enough different cultures that are providing the artificial intelligence programming, then there is going to be ramifications in the very near future of that. And for Amazon only to get caught, this is not the first time this has happened. But they're having a problem with it. So Amazon needs to hire people that are qualified enough to be able to head that up so that way that we no longer have the problems. So Amazon needs to really, really correct that, and everybody else that is in AI and stuff like that, you have to make sure and encourage people to get involved in that. That is going to be the big thing that's coming up within the next 5 to 7 years. So, this ends the daily briefing for January 25th, 2019. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Again, please subscribe to this podcast and share with everyone that you know. But then also, please support my podcast by going to patreon.com/KS3Tech. Everyone, have a wonderful weekend and see you all on Monday.